Steve Jamal. This is Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billy Ricky's Phoenix FM in association with St Francis Hospice. 8:36, it's 24 to 9. I'm on the way next. We've got Supergrass and Mary. But in the studio with me right now, we've got Laurie Edmonds. Morning, Laurie.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, look, let me just fill in the gaps. You are one of the main organisers of the Brentwood Festival.
Yes, I am part of the festival team.
Fantastic. So you're always good at your team. You always mention your team saying how good they are.
Well, we've got a great team, and it takes a lot of people working together to make the festival such a success.
I can imagine it does, and a year's worth of planning as well.
Well, do you know, we've actually started really early this year. We don't normally start planning and having the lineup ready to announce this early, but after last year's festival, literally within hours of it ending, we had people already asking us how they could get tickets
really?
For 2017. They didn't even know who the headliners were going to be. They just said, we had so much fun this weekend, we want to get it booked up for next year. So we thought, okay, right, let's take that as a sign and let's get busy.
Well, it is a fantastic thing. And how many years have it been running now?
This will be the seventh year.
Seventh year, and it's getting stronger and stronger every year.
Definitely. I mean, we had the most wonderful crowd this summer. Everybody was so chilled out, really well behaved. There was a really excellent vibe. And yeah, I think it's all come together.
Well, I know two of the acts that are headlining at the moment, which you're going to reveal to us in just a second. And I've got to say, Laurie. Oh, Laurie, you've hit the nail on the head with the female act, 100%.
Oh, that's really good to hear. Well, the reaction so far has been incredible.
I can imagine it has. She does. You don't get to, in the UK, you don't get to see this lady singing very often.
No, and not live at a festival.
No.
And, well, am I allowed to reveal that now?
Go ahead.
We are absolutely thrilled to have Jocelyn Brown.
Jocelyn Brown. How did you pull that off?
I tell you what, we had her performing 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we had her on kind of early evening.
Yeah.
And her performance just had the whole field mesmerized. She had everybody eating out of the palm of her hand. And after her performance, we had so many requests from people saying, please could you bring her back and could you make her the headliner because she's got that star quality.
Amazing singer.
And we, you know, we like to mix up the lineup. We don't like to bring back the same people year on year. We like to make it a little bit fresh.
Yeah.
And we really, really deliberated quite hard about should we have her last year. And we thought bringing her back 2 years on the trot might be a little bit too intense.
Yeah, yeah.
So we gave it a rest. And again, we've just had so many people writing into us saying, please bring her back for 2017. Please, please, please. She's practically the number one request person. So we said, okay, come on, guys. We're going to do it. And spoke to her people. And we're just so thrilled that she's going to be heading up Friday night.
Well, as we said before we started talking about this, every single time I do an over 25s night, which is most of the gigs that I do now, Jocelyn Brown, somebody else's guy, is always asked for. Always, always, always. Every single time.
It's a classic.
It is a classic.
And everybody loves it. When she performed it back in 2015, literally the whole audience, no matter what the age, was singing every single lyric right with her. She was just phenomenal.
And together with her, you've got another group, which I've worked with these quite a few times, to be honest with you, and they are a great bunch of fellas.
They do such a great live performance.
They do.
We've got
amazing.
The real thing.
They're just amazing.
Supporting
they really
Jocelyn. And I saw them this summer at the Havering show, and what a fun band.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we know their big hits like You to Me Are Everything and Can't Get By Without You, but they really throw in a lot of contemporary hits. They do a lot of kind of hip-hop and rap and a bit of Prince, a bit of Stevie Wonder, and just really, really fun.
They are. They are absolutely fantastic. Can you reveal any others?
I can't do that for you today, Mike. I would love to, but nobody's going to have to wait too long because we've got a big announcement coming out tomorrow.
Oh.
And then we've got two more headliners that we're going to announce on Wednesday. So we're not going to keep people in suspense for forever.
Okay, so if when are the tickets going on sale for this?
So, by popular demand, we are opening the box office on the 1st of November, 8 o'clock in the morning, with £15 super early bird day passes on release.
Oh!
It's going to be a great deal for those people who set their alarm clocks and get up and get online.
That's going to be a bundle.
It's the bargain of the century.
Be a fight to the death, it will.
Well, you know, last year we had so many hits on our website when the box office opened that it crashed, a bit like Glastonbury's did a couple of weeks ago. So we're hoping that that's not going to happen this time. We've got lots of features in place to keep the website up and running. But if you go to brentwoodfestival.co.uk from 8 o'clock on the 1st of November, you'll be able to get the very best value tickets.
Fantastic. And can you tell the price of the normal price, not the early bird price, the normal price of a single night and the weekend?
Yep. So for Friday night to see Jocelyn and The Real Thing, the regular price is going to be £20. We're going to keep that price in place until the end of the year.
That's worth every penny of that.
If you're thinking about getting a Christmas present for somebody... What a nice thing to put under the Christmas tree.
The two of them for £20. That's just amazing. Without all the rest of the support acts that you've got on there as well. That's
exactly.
Just amazing.
And the after party that goes on until 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's just amazing. That is absolutely amazing value. And the weekend pass, because I know you do a weekend pass with camping as well, don't you?
That's right. Yeah, we've got overnight camping. So the super early bird price for weekend is £40. That's without
that's
the camping.
Cheap.
£40 for the whole weekend. And when you find out what the lineup is... you're not going to find a better deal anywhere.
That's absolutely amazing. Now, I know you've got a, I was going to call it a warm-up gig coming up soon, but it's not a warm-up gig, is it? It's something completely different.
Well, it is. It's sort of a post-2016 Brentwood Festival mini-festival this weekend. So we've asked some of the favourite bands from this summer's event to come and perform out down at the White Horse on Coxty Green Road. Yep. We've got Missing Andy, Exposé, Archive and Sam Knight, who are going to be coming down performing
groups.
Fantastic from this Friday through to Sunday.
Yeah.
It's the White Horse Beer, Sausage and Cider Festival, all being held in aid of Blesma Charity. That was a charity that we supported at this summer's festival, and we thought it'd be nice to get everybody together for a little reunion this weekend and raise a bit more money for the charity.
Absolutely fantastic. Now we're going to finish. I'm going to ask you to plug the ticket, early bird tickets again, because you are going to be inundated with this.
Yeah, I think we are.
So
super early bird tickets are on sale from 8 a.m. on the 1st of November on brentwoodfestival.co.uk.
And they're only £15.
Limited release.
For the Friday
£15
night.
Friday
Absolutely
tickets.
Unreal. Laurie, thank you coming up. If you ever want to release any more of your guests that you're going to bring on stage, you're always welcome on the show, always.
Thanks, Mike.
And I'm going to carry on now with a bit of this.